From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It is Friday, May 17th. It'll be mostly sunny today, warm and breezy with a high near 87. Winds will be out of the south-southwest as high as 20 miles an hour. For 55 years, the Saluki Basketball Facility has been known as the SIU Arena. Until now. Yesterday, SIU officially sold the naming rights to Banterra Bank. The arena will now be known as the Banterra Center. Bank President and CEO Jeff May says this is more than a marketing opportunity, since SIUC is a critical economic engine for the region.
The main reason our Banterra board chose to do this, we saw this decision, is an investment in the positive influence of our region's economy and its growth.
Saluki Director of Athletics Jerry Kill says this is an historic moment.
We look down the road 10 years from now, I guarantee you this day will be the difference in Saluki basketball.
The 10-year deal features a $4 million guarantee for the first 10 years and could be worth up to $10 million. Illinois Republicans are urging Democrats to abandon plans to raise or create a number of taxes on e-cigarettes, plastic bags, and other items. They say an unexpected bump in tax payments means the state can balance its budget without more tax money. But Democrats, like House Majority Leader Greg Harris, say there are some problems that will be expensive to fix.
In the last year, there have been 119 DCFS youths who have passed away, and we can never let that happen again. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to take additional revenue.
Democrats say they're willing to negotiate with Republicans on the budget. They say they've been waiting to see whether the recent bump in tax payments was just a one-time surprise. A number of high-profile issues remain on the table with 2 weeks left in the spring legislative session, including gambling expansion and marijuana legalization. Well, Southern Illinois State Senators Dale Fowler and Paul Shimp are among a group of lawmakers supporting gambling expansion. In a letter to Governor Pritzker, they say expanding gaming, coupled with the governor's sports betting proposal, would generate $350 to $400 million annually. Walker's Bluff in Carterville has been pushing for a gaming license as part of its expansion plan. Well, distracted driving is one of the leading causes of crashes, so Illinois State Police spent a week last month focusing on drivers who ignore the law. They issued more than 560 tickets for texting and talking on a cell phone while driving, and another 5,700 for other offenses. Lieutenant Joe Hutchinson says distracted driving is dangerous and expensive.
Violating Illinois texting law can be costly. A first violation for this offense is $120 and can increase with multiple violations or when a violation occurs in a work or school zone.
State police are urging drivers to put down their phones and avoid other distractions that may not be illegal, but can still take your eyes and mind off the road. Weather-wise today on your Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. It's going to be a suntan, lotion, and shades kind of day. We'll see a high around 88. Winds will be out of the southwest at 6 to 14 miles an hour. Could see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. That will give way to mostly clear conditions tonight. Look for an overnight low of 65. Then tomorrow, a sunny start to the weekend. It's going to be warm and breezy again with a high of 86. But we'll see showers and thunderstorms moving into the region tomorrow night into Sunday. Highs around 80. And then more sunshine to start the work week out on Monday. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.